So, Beth, why did you decide to do some 5-minute TV shows?
Didn't realize I was really volunteering for this. I wanted to meet Richard. I've been talking to him, seeing things, and, you know, he sent me one, and haven't seen another one. And I said, well, then when I came up this trip, he asked if I would be interested in interviewing, and I said, well, sure. Didn't think I had anything to say. Turns out you can't shut me up.
Okay. So what is your favorite part of the arts? Do you like to write? Do you like to sing? Do you like to dance?
Yeah, none of it's all real good. I can't dance. I can't sing, but I have fun.
You try to write
it
all?
Yeah. No, I read.
Okay. What is your favorite book or magazine?
Don't have a favorite book. I have a favorite author, Mary Higgins Clark.
Mary Higgins Clark.
She does murder mysteries. And magazine, I like nature magazines.
Oh, nature magazines?
Yeah.
Like
Birds and Blooms.
Or the National Geographic, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what are some of your favorite musical groups?
Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, you like Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah.
Do you think they'll ever get back together?
Yeah. If they could do like they'd done before. I mean, the music changed so much when they split up and threw those other people in there, and then they got back together, and
So you think there's a potential that you all might get back together in the future?
I don't think so. No, there's just
too much personal stuff?
Yeah, too much personal luggage.
Okay, what is your favorite Fleetwood Mac song?
Rhiannon.
What?
Rhiannon.
That's not what
That's a song by Fleetwood Mac. Rhiannon.
But that's not one of their most popular ones, right?
Yeah, it was. It was the first number one they ever had.
First number one they ever had?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. And then there's The Chain.
The Chain, yeah.
The Chain, and so many.
Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow.
Right, Don't Stop. Dreams. Little Lies. There's just tons of them.
Okay, is that your favorite band of all time?
Yes.
Okay. So what is your favorite TV show?
I don't watch TV. Didn't own one for years. Don't.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you do when other people watch TV? Do you read?
Yeah, I go outside. I read. Sit out on my porch a lot and read. And dishes, laundry, housework. Read to my kids.
Really?
Yeah.
How many kids do you have?
I have three of my own and three step.
Three steps, okay.
So I have the Brady Bunch. Six.
Oh, so that they keep you busy. So you.
They did. We're down five. There's only one left at home now.
Oh.
Five down, one to go.
Is one going to the military, possibly?
No. Nope. None of them went into the military.
Okay.
Rhiannon. I have a daughter, Rhiannon.
Uh-huh.
That's how I knew Rhiannon. She works at an arsenal, Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Alabama.
Sounds like that's dangerous.
It's a government thing. Yeah, it's dangerous. She answers the phone. Security. Uh-huh. You know, hello. It's dangerous for you. No, I'm kidding.
They ever order something and say, okay, Rhiannon, put away this machine gun or these shells or anything like that?
No, but she did take her little brother to bring your kid to work day. She got to bring her brother, and they shot off a missile and let him play in a tank. And the space camp is down there in Huntsville, too. Space camp where the shuttle was made. So that's in Huntsville, too. Do a lot of spacey stuff.
So you grew up up in the north. So what did you decide to move to Alabama just to get away from the lousy weather?
No. My stepfather got transferred. His job got transferred to Alabama. From Buffalo, yeah. When we were living on Grand Island. And I was 17 when his job transferred him to Alabama, Birmingham. So... Off we go.
And so once you went there, you said, well, I like this a lot better than Buffalo. So
I came back when I was 24.
Oh, you came back when you were 24?
I came back when I was 24, and I lived here for 5 years, thought I missed the snow. Wrong. Now, I don't miss the snow at all.
I hope you missed the tornado yesterday.
Yeah, sure did. Missed it by a long shot, I guess. Okay. Got some hail on the island. I was on the island yesterday.
Okay, did you always talk this way, or did you get this accent from living in Alabama?
See, I don't hear it. Huh? I don't hear it. Everybody here asks me, where are you from? Everybody down there says, where are you from? So, but I guess I do have an accent.
It seems like you got, sometimes you talk like a person up north, but then sometimes you talk about like a southerner. What do you think, because you were down south, you got you sort of got used to pronouncing things the way they do?
Well, actually, my doctor said that you do not get your accent for the rest of your life until you are 18. 18 years old, where you're living approximately at the time, 17, 18, in your adolescent years, is where your accent for the rest of your life will come from.
Really? Because I thought a person got his accent from the school where he was taught to pronounce the different letters, and that's where the accent came from.
Well, we still say the, you know, in reading class down there. They say the, but they don't say the. They say the.
Yeah.
So you don't
think it comes from, you know, grammar school where you learn to read and pronounce the letters and the consonants? And
no, because if it did, I wouldn't have an accent then. I wouldn't have a southern. So there's that southern in there.
So you think, like, say, from living there, you started pronouncing things the way they did so you would get accepted, and then they wouldn't look at you and say, who is this weird lady?
Well, no, you can't talk to them. They don't understand you if you don't talk like them. They can't understand.
So you sort of had to talk like the people down south so they would understand you.
Yeah, like, you know, up here, they'll call it pop, soda. Right? Mm-hmm. Drinks, Cokes, whatever. Everything down there is a Coke. It's not necessarily Coca-Cola. Like, if we're in the car and I say, you know, stop at the store, I want a Coke.
Yeah.
You're going to run in the store and you're going to get me a Coca-Cola.
Right.
Well, that's wrong. I want a Mountain Dew.
So it's, down south, when they say Coke, they mean pop?
They mean, yeah. What kind of Coke do you want? I want a Mountain Dew.
That's pretty weird.
Isn't that stupid?
Yeah. What other stupid things?
It's the same country.
What other stupid things do they do down south?
I don't know. It's kind of not stupid to me anymore. They say up under. What the hell is up under?
Up under? What does
that
mean?
I'm going up under the porch. Why can't you just go under the porch?
What does that mean, up under?
I don't have a clue, but it's a southern thing. You got to go up under something before you can get there in the south. Here, you can go under the house.
Right.
In Alabama, you go up under the house. What the hell? I don't understand that.
Where does the up come from?
I don't have a clue.
It seems like there's more religious down south. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What do you think the reason for that is?
I don't know. There is a lot of churches. All different. There's one Catholic church that I know of. Mm-hmm. All the rest of them are Baptist, Methodist, and Southern Baptist, and Assembly of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. They're very, very into church. It's something to do, I guess.
But you...
I don't do church because I had the limo business.
But you never researched it? What's the historical reason that the South is a lot more religious than the North?
No, don't have a clue.
Do they still, like, talk about the Civil War a lot there and brood about things? And
South will rise again. They sincerely believe that. They sincerely believe that the Southerners are going to wake up one day and they're going to come up to New York and kick all the Yankees' asses, and we're going to have Confederate money.
Why don't you think that the, you know, some people down south never get over this thing?
I don't know. Why can't black people get over being black and just move on? Why can't white people, you know, accept the black, supposedly? You know, it's a religious thing. It's a, is to me, is like a segregation thing.
Uh-huh.
Same thing to me. I had a limo service in Alabama, and I was not allowed to have a religious opinion because then there were certain groups or churches that wouldn't rent my limo because I belonged to this church.
Uh-huh.
Or I associated with that church. I did a raffle or whatever for this. So I'm not a very religious person.
Uh-huh.
So because of things like that.
So you owned a limo service and you rented.
Yeah.
Did you ever drive any famous people?
Yep.
Who are some
of
the
some names?
Yeah, the names.
Danny Bonaducci, Danny Partridge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I heard he used to drink a lot.
Yeah.
He lived in Alabama for a while?
No, he was here in Buffalo doing a thing for the food bank of Western New York.
Oh,
I had the limo service here.
Oh, in Buffalo.
In Buffalo, and then moved to Alabama with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You still have the limo service?
No. I haven't had it for 8 years now.
Was it a pain in the neck where you just got sick
of
it?
Oh, no, no. My husband got sick of me not being home on the weekends.
Was it a profitable business?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
You loved the driving?
Yeah.
Okay.
I drove here.
Was Danny Bonaducci the most famous person you ever?
No, I met. Are we dead? Met James, Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page
from Zeppelin.
Uh-huh.
And, Taylor Negron. I don't know if you know him. He was in that movie, The Angels in the Outfield. He was the guy that the kids got mustard on his suit and he wore in plastic. He was in that movie, too, with Chevy Chase and Demi Moore and the judge. John Candy, I think was his name, was the judge, and he was the sister and the judge, and there was the Mexican couple in the back seat that went with them.
For some reason, I can't visualize his face, but I do remember the movie Angels of the Outfield. So
yeah.
But I hate to tell you, Beth, but we ran out of time, so you got any jokes or favorite quotes you want to just, you know, relay to the people out there?
No famous anything. I can't believe somebody's telling me to shut up.
Or do you want to maybe just tell people about your favorite midnight snack or...
Mighty Taco. I'm going to Mighty Taco
really?
When I leave here. Yes, I haven't had a Mighty Taco in 3 years.
How about who would be the person you would want in a foxhole if like guns were blazing and bombs were blowing up all over the place?
Who would I want with me the most?
Yeah.
My husband.
Well, that's a good answer because he might be listening to this later on.
Yeah.
He'd be very pissed if you didn't say that. All right, so Beth, I'd like to thank you for the interview and good luck at Mighty Taco. I hope they
have
air conditioning because it's pretty humid.
Oh, that's okay. I can do this.
Okay, so thanks a lot, Beth.